Philanthropists increasingly are suing the charities they support. Donors want greater control over how their gifts are spent. Universities and hospitals have been forced to return millions of dollars. The lawsuits also have pressured some nonprofits into changing the programs they offer. NPR's Brian Mann reports one of the biggest legal fights involves Princeton University.
Not so long ago, charitable organizations operated in a sort of parallel universe, free from the distrust people feel toward governments and corporations. Donors gave money to fund their favorite museum or hospital and hope for the best. But in recent years, blue-chip charities like the Red Cross, the United Way, and the Catholic Church have faced nasty and highly public scandals. Richard Allen, an attorney in Boston who represents nonprofits, says philanthropists now are more wary.
I think in prior decades there might have been a bit more of a trust and assumption that everything would be fine. And I think today there's a little bit more of a, I wouldn't call it skepticism, but at least not comfortable with what they're seeing, and then seeing if they can get a court to intervene.
It's that last bit about the courts that's making charities squirm. The list of angry donors who've sued or threatened lawsuits continues to grow.
I would imagine I'm probably one of the more hated people at Princeton at this stage.
Bill Robertson sued his alma mater last year. He hopes to regain control of a $560 million foundation established by his parents, who made their fortune from the A&P grocery chain. The foundation was created more than 40 years ago to fund Princeton's prestigious Woodrow Wilson School of Public Affairs. Robertson says his parents donated the money for a single purpose, to help train young people for work in the federal government.
Not only have they misapplied these funds in all kinds of different directions, but they have done it in a sneaky way. And I think the trouble is that at a university like Princeton, which is a liberal arts university, there is no particular interest in professional training.
Princeton attorney Doug Eakley points out that roughly a third of the Wilson School's graduates do make their way into government service. What's more, he says the original charter of the Robertson Foundation allowed the school a fair amount of leeway in fulfilling its mission.
The whole point of the gift and the whole point of providing Princeton University with the power to designate four of the seven trustees was to leave the discretionary judgment calls in the hands of the educators.
But with the case now in mediation, the university has already scrambled to meet some of the Robertson family's demands, hiring new faculty and changing the way the foundation is managed. That level of influence makes some in the Princeton community uncomfortable. Mid-afternoon on an autumn day, people stroll down one of the stately tree-lined walks. John Gordon, who graduated in 1961, is back for an alumni event. He says the Woodrow Wilson School has to do more than train government workers.
I think that would be too narrow a focus, actually. And if someone had said to me, well, we're going to let you go to this school, but you got to promise to go into government service, I think I would have had to think pretty hard about that.
Many students at the Woodrow Wilson School agree. Some say they hope for careers with private corporations. Many, like this graduate student who declined to give his name, say they're interested in working for nonprofits or international aid agencies.
I think the school is doing a very good job overall of getting people into the public service. There's discussion about what the definition of public service is. It's a very broad field.
Not all of these donor lawsuits hinge on philosophical differences. In the mid-90s, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York was forced to return $5 million earmarked for alcoholism treatment after the donor learned that the money had been spent on other programs. Last year, Boston University forfeited $3 million, donated for a library expansion, but never used. But Stacey Palmer, who edits the Chronicle of Philanthropy, says charitable groups are facing more donors who want influence over day-to-day operations.
Sometimes they get so involved that they want to dictate exactly how their money is used, and the charity might say, wait a minute, you're going just a little too far.
The fight at Princeton has turned so bitter that both sides say a compromise may be difficult or impossible. The stakes couldn't be higher. Bill Robertson says if he gains control of the $500 million fund established by his parents, he'll use the money to benefit other worthy causes, giving little or nothing to Princeton. That would cost the Woodrow Wilson School 75% of its annual budget. Brian Mann, NPR News.